Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We need your help though, because we got a lot of people unenslaved out there. I mean, we have a lot of people who are just flat clueless. And you walk into DMV, and there's your cross sample right there. Okay, that's a good cross section of America. And so I want you to share these broadcasts with them, and other broadcasts too, from really good work out there going on by a lot of people, but we've got to get the sound of marching feet to rise up against these people, because we are going to be in a Trudeau situation, and to some degree we already are. I mean, Canada's come here. In fact, some people will argue that we fell before Canada did. So we need your help, people. Please share. And again, thank you so much for what you've done with our ratings. They're off the charts here, and it's amazing. And it's not all crisis related, because this has been going on now since September. So thank you so much for doing that. And we have a special guest today, Sarah Westall, and we're going to get to Sarah in just a minute. But first, I've got to do my due diligence for this segment, and it's due diligence for you. And we reject about 90% of all advertising we get offered to us on our radio and podcasts. And I don't put much out there. Occasionally, I'll put something out there I think is fun or nutritious or whatever it would be. But we don't do hyperbole nonsense. We do stuff that I'm afraid you're going to need, and that's food and water. And food and water are huge right now, because I think America could see we're a half a step away from the streets like Ukraine. And do you have the food you need to bug out with, like the Ukrainians didn't when they had to hit the road? Can you imagine if a bad snowstorm had hit these people? So you really need to have storable food. How much? Well, the experts say 2 years. A lot of you are lucky if you have 2 days, if you're typical. So we can help you get started. But I would say do it now, because right now the supply chain is barely holding. The fertilizer problem with food is growing worse. If you want to hedge against inflation, this is your place. But not only that, if you want just to have flat food for survival, you got to have this. You know the details, and if you don't know the details, go to preparewithdave.com. You'll see the specials. You'll see the report on what you get and all the variety. And I've tasted it, people. I can live on this. I could live on this food, unlike a lot of storable food that's out there. So go to preparewithdave.com. And our companion with this is, if you have food, you darn well better have water. And on the fifth day of a crisis, waterborne illness becomes the number one cause of death, according to the Naval War College. And if Putin makes good on his threat, and we showed him how to do it under the GridX drills with Obama, thank you, Obama, for inviting the Russians and Chinese into our takedown drills of the grid. So he knows exactly how to take down our grid, not that it's that hard anyway, but his cyber attacks, which I believe are coming, it's going to render your water supply worthless. You're going to have to scavenge for water, so you need water filtration. So you may as well get the best that's out there. The research will tell you that if you go to waterwithdave.com. Right now, they've got a good special, which is amazing to me, given the economy and the inflation. But no, they got their special there. They haven't raised their prices. And this is a great, great product. But I'm going to tell you this. When it comes to water filtering devices, two is one and one is none. You better have multiple, because you might have multiple people scavenging for water from lakes and streams and swimming pools or whatever, but you got to purify it. Don't give me all, put it in a big drum. Do you understand pH balance? Do you understand how to apply the chemicals? And then a lot of people say you still have to use water filtration when you take it out of that. So go to waterwithdave.com for the water, preparewithdave.com for the food. And I cannot stress this strongly enough. We are in big, big trouble in this country for too many reasons to go in here. You're here every day. You already know that. So anyway, we have Sarah Westall with us, and she has a great show, and we like to compare notes often. And I'm going to let her tell you about her show as we dive deeper into what we're going to do today. But we're going to start out talking about the nonsense going on in Ukraine. 80% of what you're seeing, and this is from my Ukrainian sources, 80% of what you're seeing in the news media, you can flush down the toilet. It's total BS propaganda, including Fox News.
Including Fox News.
They are the controlled opposition. Now, not that I think that Tucker Carlson's not sincere in what he's saying, and that Hannity is pretty much sincere, But then you go down that totem pole, and Laura Ingraham, she goes whichever way the wind blows. Okay, so I absolutely have no time or trust for her. But I think those two, okay. I think Steve Hill's okay. You know, there are some really good people on Fox, maybe five or six. But the rest of them are a bunch of New World Order slugs. Fox News is New World Order. They always have been. They always will be. But right now, they like to make money. So they get to fill the role of making money, good ratings, and controlled opposition. And if you don't believe they're controlled opposition, then ask yourself why they're never allowed to talk about election fraud. They don't talk about election fraud at all. So, Sarah, welcome to the show. You know, I'm gonna start out with one thing right here, and we can maybe use this as a starting point. I've been beating this drum, and then last night on Fox, I happened to see an interview with a man from Ukraine's parliament, and he said Biden, all he needs to do is start domestically producing oil. It would help his citizens, and it would stop Putin in a week.
Yes.
And I don't know if a week is correct, but he's right about it stopping Putin. But Biden won't do this. First of all, he hates America, and my belief is he's there in office to destroy this country. Let's start right there.
Well, I think Biden is stupid, and I think Biden's for Biden. And so he's doing whatever he has the better deal with. He's just awful. It should. I've been covering Ukraine for a long time, and the crimes that Biden has done in Ukraine is astronomical. I had a whistleblower. I think I told you about this. A whistleblower from Burisma, who was going to, who had all the names, and she was a high level accounting executive, and she was going to go forward, but they found out who she was, and they beat the crap out of her and pretty much left her for dead, and she escaped into Russia.
Yeah, I remember you told me that.
Yeah, yeah, where she spent over a week in the hospital, and she had two little kids and stuff. That's Biden. That was before the election, and he didn't want that coming out. So I don't know whoever his controllers were. They tried to scare the hell out of her. And I have no respect for Biden just overall, but that was when I really started realizing how bad Biden was. But well, I knew that before, but that really put it over the top. And you know, the Ukraine situation, I think they needed this war because it was obvious they were trying to create a war, right? It was so obvious they wanted this war, and because it kept instigating them, it was like they were poking a stick at Putin, trying to get him to do something. And I think it's because they needed this timing to get over COVID, because people have no attention span. They just move right away to this Ukraine war. COVID is where the real crimes happened, right? I mean, where they shouldn't. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of crimes going on in Ukraine too. It's not what people think it is. And I think it's a big distraction for people's mental to get off into a new topic. And the thing that's so disturbing is how quickly everyone's beating this war drum all in unison and talking about. I mean, I had somebody ask me, do you think Putin's insane? And I'm thinking, when you said that people are clueless, people are absolutely clueless. Ukraine is the headquarters for human trafficking. They're a money laundering outfit. They have Nazis. They overtook Obama and company, did a coup in 2014 and put in that guy who was a comedian before, who's up there now, who's just an actor saying what he wanted to say. They put him in power, and they're supporting neo-Nazi activities there. They actually really do have Nazis marching through the street, but those people don't like the Russians. They have about 15,000 people that were killed in the eastern, you know, in Donbass area because they're Russian. They're slaughtering the traditional Russians. They also outlawed the Russian language. Now, I don't know if Putin, you know, what his true motives are, but I don't think he likes his own people being killed. If we had a bunch of U.S. citizens down in Mexico and they're being slaughtered, I think we might do something.
I don't.
On top of that,
We wouldn't anymore.
No, we wouldn't. But you know what I mean.
Remember that Mormon family of nine people were murdered?
Yeah.
Even Trump didn't do anything.
Well, but if we had 15 more than one family, I mean, if we had like a lot of families, and the NATO alliance, they had a treaty there that they had needed to stay back from the Russian borders, and they keep encroaching closer and closer and putting missiles close to the Russian border. And mm-hmm. he's been asking for years to be able to negotiate. I don't want to be a Putin apologetic, you know, apologist, but at the same point, he had a lot of reasons to go into this area. Now, when you look at the Western media, all they do is say negative things about Putin, and they want us to think that he's this evil monster. I mean, what's so wrong with negotiating with the guy? You know, what's so wrong? Why do we need to fight this war? It's because there's more going on behind the scenes. This isn't a traditional war.
Yeah.
That's the base of the Khazarian mafia, which we've talked about before as well. That's the Jewish, they're not Jew, they're fake Jews. These are not Jewish people. They claim to be Jewish people. And the real Jews have nothing to do with all this crap. But these guys do, and they claim they're Jew. They tarnish the Jewish religion. But this is their base of where they started in the early days. But it's also, it was the international or the military industrial complex for the Soviet Union until they fell. And then they just raped it. The West raped it, had the highest GDP in the area. Now it has one of the lowest in all of Europe. And it's also the Khazarian mafia headquarters. And so that's what's really going on. Putin doesn't want that at his border. He doesn't like the Russians being annihilated there. He doesn't like the full-blown discrimination. And I think there's more to it, too. He wants his national sovereignty. And we need the war because it's a banker's war again, because we have this big reset going on. Wars occur every time there's a reset. Every single time, if you look historically, there's been resets over the years. You know, there just is. There's been about 6 in the last 100 years. And every single time, there's some big crisis like this. They need a war. It helps them deal with the debt and reset the currencies. And they can also then control the resources. They use it. They have it figured out on how to do this. This is something I'm digging into more because the pattern is definitely there. But how are they doing it? This is a new situation because they want to move to digital currency. They want to control everything. So we're in a very difficult time right now. It's a scary time. And I want to say one more thing. CNN, if you want to say fake news, CNN just had a reporter that was killed in Iraq or in Ukraine, and you know that's how they're pulling in their emotional strings on everybody. The only problem is that reporter was also killed in another war before. The same guy. He's not a real person. I don't know why they can't just use another picture and make up a new person, but they were dumb enough to use the same one. But the thing is, they get away with it.
Well, like I said, 80% of what's being presented about the war is a lie, according to Ukrainians themselves. You're kind of making a case that I've said for years. Obama tried everything he could do to start a war with Russia over Syria. And Ukraine was also a provocation as well. The Democrats are the tool of people like Soros and Klaus Schwab. And they want a war for depopulation purposes, for denationalization purposes. And they've tried to get this war since 2014. And this is just part 3. And this time, they're really close to getting an all-encompassing war. They truly are.
Yes, they are.
And I look at... So that's, to me, why we're seeing some of what we're seeing. And Biden was put in there to exacerbate a bad situation and make it go worse. But he has motives, too. The biolabs that are there, they were a pass-through and a final staging area. See, everyone says, the coronavirus was developed in Wuhan. No, it wasn't. It was shipped to Wuhan, and it was shipped via Ukraine. I reported on this at the time, before the virus even came to America. I said, watch out. I said, Hunter Biden, accompanied on Air Force Two, and Paul Preston has part of this too. They shipped the virus on Air Force Two, and Hunter Biden was aboard. No, by the way, it just so happens that all of the personnel on that plane, the pilots and the security, all somehow committed suicide at different times at different intervals. And they had unmarked manifest on the plane. I reported on this when it happened. I said, what the hell are they sending to China? And why is Hunter Biden doing this? We had that information on the biolabs. And so the biolabs will be hopefully destroyed in the war to erase the evidence from Joe Biden. The other thing that they're looking at now, too, is in 2015, Obama brought key Ukrainian prosecutors to New York City and Washington, D.C. I've published the itinerary. I have the hotels. I have who gave the seminars. I have the names of these officials in the Obama administration. And they trained Ukraine lawyers how to prosecute Burisma without ensnaring American politicians or their family members. Well, that needs to be covered up. And this is still going on. And Zelensky has even said, in a moment of rage when Biden wouldn't help him, that, I have no problem exposing what's going on. And he was nonspecific. And even Putin said, we'll get the files and expose Biden. Putin said this. And that was on Fox News for one day, and you never heard it again.
Well, and those are the files that whistleblower that I had has.
Yeah, I think that's what they're... I agree with you. And what I'm saying is that so Biden, even if he didn't want to do what he's not doing, let's put it this way, even if he wanted to make corrective action that everyone in the world can see he should be doing with regard to energy, he can't do it because this is being held over his head. He's the leader of a crime family, and the crime family is on the verge of being totally exposed with irrevocable evidence.
Did I mention that they, when they did the guns, I don't know if I mentioned this to you or not yet in this interview, when the president of Ukraine said that people could have guns, what they did is they armed all the prisoners, gave guns to the prisoners and to neo-Nazis, and they're going through and stealing from people's apartments and houses and stuff while they're hiding out in their basements. They're just raping the countryside, and they purposely gave them these guns. This is the Ukrainian government that did this. This isn't Putin.
Now, this is, first of all, too, they do need these people to fight.
No, I'm not. I know.
And I'm not. I'm not defending. But I'm just saying, what did they expect was going to happen when you arm criminals? But secondly, they need the criminals to have guns because the criminals will fight the Russians when they show up and they're backed into a corner.
Yeah, the criminals will fight more than the. We talked about that. That the people are pretty wimpy. I think the U.S. citizens might be the most wimpy. We have no courage. It's really sad.
No, if the Chinese came here, we'd all be eating chop suey, and if the Russians come here, we'd break out the vodka and invite them in. I have no faith that the majority of people in this country could ever mount a resistance, and especially now with our woke military. I forget where I saw this, but I saw a meme, and it had a drill sergeant standing next to a soldier recruit who was putting lipstick on, an American military uniform. And he said, drop and give me 20 pronouns.
Well,
that's our military today. It was one of the best, most accurate things I've seen. We've wimpified the military. We've removed key personnel for a mandated experimental vaccine that doesn't work. And we've gutted our military in key positions. And some of it's in the nuclear industry.
Well, and then when they watched how we behaved with COVID, there was a report. I thought this was funny. I wanted to bring it up. There was a little girl at Disney World that wanted to, 3-year-old, that wanted to hug Winnie the Pooh. And the Winnie the Pooh protectors came out. It was like these big linebackers keeping this 3-year-old from hugging Winnie the Pooh because of COVID. I mean, that's what we've been dealing with for the last couple of years. It's so stupid.
Yeah, well, as Rand Paul said accurately, it's never been about the virus.
No.
But we are no less criminal than Ukraine. I'll just point out a couple of things. I mean, We've destroyed our economy. We took away small businesses. Over half the small businesses are now gone.
40%.
Yeah,
40%.
I got 56, but regardless.
Oh, well, maybe it's more than that. Well,
the box stores got to profit while the middle class got driven out of business. And this is war on America. This administration here, they're going to get us in. By the way, you got kids, you know. We got kids in our family, both in our immediate and extended. I'm telling you, they're not going to any draft.
No.
Biden,
no.
Take a look at us. My middle finger is extended. There is going to be no draft in this country that these people are going to honor. We are not going to. We are not going to fight for Biden.
No way. Well, let me go back to the business. I think the 40% of the people that the business that went bankrupt, and I think you probably have higher numbers because there's so many that have shut down without going bankrupt, or there's also businesses that are barely making it. So I would say the number of businesses that are barely making it and bankrupt and shut down are probably higher than your number. I mean, we're talking like 70% or something. I don't have the numbers.
It was 56 at the conclusion of the majority of the lockdown, but that doesn't include, you know, nature taking its course and more businesses going down after the fact.
And it includes, those are official businesses that reported going bankrupt and officially shutting down their businesses. A lot of businesses, and I know this, they keep their business open, but they just don't have any revenues and they shut down just kind of gently. And that would probably be a huge number.
And you know how some of them are surviving, and I'm not suggesting all, but some of them are surviving by laundering money from crime families. And I'm not saying Biden's doing this directly, but child trafficking, drug running, I've been told by someone, I don't want to say the agency, because they'd be in a position to be identified. But I've been told as many as 10 to 15% of small businesses that were viable at the time of the outbreak are now laundering money for organized crime in one way or another.
Oh, well, see, that's what you do when you put people against the wall and they have to survive. Then they resort to... I don't want to excuse it, but they resort to just different methods to survive.
Well, you know, we're forgetting about the domestic part, too, because that's part of it. Let me tell you what happened in Phoenix, because, you know, I live north of Phoenix in rural Maricopa County. And to the southwest of Phoenix, in a remotely connected suburb called Buckeye, Arizona, in this nice little community, fairly rural, they found three tortured bodies in a field. And this got covered up real quickly. They reported it for one day, and then it was one of those stories that you never hear from again. And the people were describing to this local TV station, yeah, we came across the bodies. We didn't see gunshots, but they were clearly all tortured and mangled. Mm. That's cartel.
Yeah.
That's cartel. And they dumped the bodies in these neighborhoods. See, people say, oh, I'm afraid to go out. No, then that's not where the crime was committed. That's where they just dumped the bodies. And but the fact is, we've reached a point now where law enforcement is getting compromised. Low-level officials are being compromised. We're turning in the border areas, the border states, we're turning into Mexico.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, human nature is human nature. So you're not going to get, you know, magically people in the United States aren't better people. I mean, we are the same. And if you push us against the wall, people need to survive and eat and take care of their families too. And they know it. This is what they're really good at. They're very, very good at understanding the psychology and the basic nature of people. And that's what they're playing against us. Period. I mean, that's what's going on. It's really sad.
Yeah, but it's this leaving the border open. I mean, this is what just infuriates me. We have a president that won't rescue our economy, that wants us to pay $10 for a gallon of gas or not drive at all. He also is allowing organized crime to come into this country and tear it apart, victimizing children. Killed 100,000 people with fentanyl poisoning. We had another case in Phoenix like that, too. Three young guys were doing cocaine. I'm not condoning that, but it was laced with fentanyl. They died. 100,000. And most of these people, and this is from communist China, delivered by the cartels, But most of these people that are being killed are of prime military age. This is not an accident. This is a direct attack by China on potential people that would serve in the military.
Well, it's obvious that they want to destroy this country, right? You look at every little thing that they're doing. But the other thing that worries me is, okay, it was an obvious coup, right? Well, how can we be such a weak country that we have an obvious coup, and then the person that comes in and the administration that comes in does everything it can to just destroy this country, and we can't do anything? I mean, what kind of country? I mean, what the hell are we doing? I mean, how could we be in that bad of a situation?
It's intentional.
I just don't think it's, you know, when you hear, oh, well, they're here because people need to see it from themselves. Okay, well, so we're going to destroy our country so that people can see it for ourselves. That's the psyop, so nobody will do anything. But I still don't see how we could have such a weak setup in our country that we could suffer a coup and then the coup takeovers destroy our country and everybody just sits around and nothing happens.
The model is set here in Arizona. And this is how the rest of the country, I'm finding out, operates. As I've exposed, our governor's in the hip pocket of China, and I've documented 9 times Sunday. See, even the dogs agree with me.
Yeah, I am my dog. Somebody's here.
But when you look at that, the Maricopa County, largest county in Arizona, the ones who perpetrated the most of the election fraud, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors in the hip pocket of both George Soros and China, the Secretary of State funded by George Soros, the sheriff of Arizona's largest county that you'd need his cooperation to prosecute election fraudsters, George Soros, $2 million to his campaign to defeat Danny Sheridan and Joe Arpaio. And then the county clerk and recorders, we're finding out a high number of them George Soros funded. It's either Soros or China with the key officials here in Arizona. I mean, it's not like this is an exception and we're finding the exception. This is the rule.
It has to be
Arizona. Arizona's top officials are controlled either by Communist China or George Soros or their ancillary interests. And this is the same exact pattern. I've taken apart Georgia with Kemp and Raspberger.
Yep.
It's the same thing. They use the same plan, the same way. They stole every election using the same tactics. I mean, you look at this, 200,000 votes. I don't know if you saw this or not, but due to the good work of Liz Harris, and I was screaming about this last May when you were contacted by someone inside the audit and said, don't listen to me. This is part of what I was talking about. 200,000 votes with faulty signatures.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I'll tell you, there's at least 20,000 votes that didn't have, that were duplicates, that didn't have the original and had to be thrown out, but they weren't thrown out and they were all for Joe Biden. This is how corrupt it all is. This, our American politics, political system, Sarah, is completely compromised at the state and local level.
Well, and that makes total sense, because otherwise you couldn't have this situation going on. But the sad part is it was deeper than that. You know, I look at how we were all censored right before this big operation. It was obviously a coup, and then COVID and all this stuff was a big operation. And we all were censored right before that so they could do it, because they can't have people who actually are pro the United States, pro the people, who will give you the legit information out there talking. So they're censoring us because they can't have us telling people the truth and helping out. And that's what's going on. But I mean, if we're in such a situation where we have a coup and the person's destroying our country, that whole administration, and we're not doing anything about it, then this is the number one thing we need to do. I mean, Biden needs to get out of office fast. He needs to be destroyed. I mean, we need to impeach the guy. He needs to go. Someone needs to take him out.
Who's going to impeach
him? He's destroying our country.
I mean, yeah, the Republicans are going. Republicans go on Fox News, and they bitch and moan about how bad things are in the government and how they're standing up for truth and justice. And they go back to Congress and accept campaign donations from the same prostitute makers that the Democrats accept it from. For example, Facebook. Facebook, I'll give you an example. We're going to take care of Facebook. That's what the Republicans say. And then there were 150 Republicans in Congress, in the House, that took campaign donations from Facebook.
Yeah, the Republicans are almost worse because they lie and claim they're going to do something, and they aren't. I almost think that's worse. At least the other people are.
At least with the Democrats, they don't deny they're Marxist socialists.
Yeah, at least we know what we're dealing with. With the Republicans, they just lie the whole time.
That's why I've said every Republican needs to be unelected in November in the primary, so you can defeat the Democrats in the general. But here's the problem with that plan. No elections have changed how they're going to be conducted. The same thieves will be running the same theft, you know, this November that they did in 2020.
Well, maybe that's why you have to look into becoming a sovereign, and we start regaining what we really were and start looking at the true history of the United States, who's running it, and we take back our basic freedoms. I think there's more to our country, and I've been looking into that quite a bit lately. And you know what I'm talking about with the sovereign stuff and how they play all those legal games with your birth certificate and all that other crap. I've been looking into it, and it's amazing how the Vatican and the City of London controls the United States. And when you talk about the Crown, you're talking about the City of London, the Crown Corporation. You're not talking about the Queen of England. The Crown and the Vatican run this country. And people need to understand that, and so that we can start getting beyond this cabal that's running everything. Because the cabal, we can't have that. This is my kids. They have to live with this their whole lives. It's not acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, your grandkids, your kids. No, this isn't acceptable.
Yeah, but it's the corruption ranging from the conduct of our role in this conflict in Ukraine. Corruption's driving Biden. It's the corruption at the local and state level. We are one big walking mafia, and most of our elected representatives are prostitutes.
Yeah, well, that's how they control it, because they control all this. If you follow the money, you follow the actual ownership of the country, they control it, and then they use blackmail, and they use whatever they got to control you. If you're easily controlled, they want you more. And that's what they use. It's a big blackmail control system. And the easier you are to be controlled, the better asset you are. And if you're not controlled, then they need to get rid of you somehow. That's their currency. And it makes sense. It's common sense. They have this blackmail. You know, Epstein was something that should wake people up. It was a whole blackmail system, and that's how they control the people they need to control. All the world leaders, when he's bragging on Klaus Schwab, that just horrible, I don't even have words for that guy. When he talks about the young leader program, leadership program he has, those people went through a program, they were brainwashed, and then they're blackmailed throughout their career. And if they're not blackmailed, because it's a mob situation, these people have to do what they're told, otherwise they will be taken out. And being taken out isn't killed like you think of the mob, although it could be, but it's more you're going to be smeared publicly, and the public is so gullible and clueless, they really believe all this stuff. And the thing is the way they get blackmail, they really do get people to do that. They drug them, they get pictures of them with a little child or something, or they put a gun to their head and have them rape a little boy or something. I mean, this is very real. And then that's what the blackmail they have. They don't show the gun in the picture, so that it's not obvious that the person was doing it under distress. And this is a blackmail they have in you. And these people are so psychotic and so into their own ego and their own fame that they will, you know, somebody else might say, I don't care what you have on me. I am not going to slaughter a whole group of people in Ukraine. These people care more about their own image than the 100,000 people they're going to kill. So that's my two cents. That's what I've been researching. So yeah, the corruption's bad, and but the corruption's so bad that these people don't care about it, their own country. I mean, they're those type of people. That's the problem.
I know. That's why a complete house cleaning is necessary. But the conundrum is this, is you can't do a house cleaning unless you have a fair election, and we have everything but a fair election. I mean, they're using, here in Arizona, supposed to be a conservative state taken over by a lot of Democrats. But the Democrat, let me tell you this, the voters in this state are not Democrats. Overwhelmingly, they are not Democrats.
Yep.
But the Democrats have stolen the election process here, and they control the key centers of power. And despite the fact we have overwhelming evidence of voter fraud, there's not been one significant change made to the laws of how elections are going to be conducted. That's why I'm telling you, I'm not even probably, I don't see myself voting.
What do you think of Carrie Lake?
No chance.
You don't think she'll win?
No chance.
You think she's good, she just won't win?
I think she's excellent, but she has no chance.
Yeah, well, if she's excellent,
she it doesn't matter.
Won't win.
The best person doesn't get elected anymore.
No, they don't.
They freeze them out with funds. They freeze them out of the media. And then if they can't get them that way, then they cheat at the ballot box.
Yes, they do. And, you know, we have, I always say that the person that's our congressperson, Angie Craig, she's a big pharma. She was a big pharma lobbyist before she got in, and she was one of those people. When you wake up, they were 10%. The other guy was 10% on her, and then we wake up, and then suddenly she wins. I can't. So we got a big pharma pass.
No, I know. I know. See, but this is where it's all gone wrong. Because we don't have fair elections, there's no accountability. The bureaucrats aren't elected, and they're the ones that are carrying out the mischief. But the bureaucrats could be fired if we had honest people in office.
Yep. And the elections have to be real. And so do the, you can't have censorship either, because the censorship is what's keeping the average person from understanding how corrupt the election really was.
I know. And you know, at some point in time, There's gonna come a day here, and in fact, I told my wife this, and she looked at me like I was from Mars. But then she has thought about it since then, and we've had another discussion. And I told her about a month ago. I said it's real likely at some point in time we'll be moving to Texas.
Or someplace better.
Or Florida, but you know, even Florida is really in jeopardy because there's a lot of let's put it this way, Democratic forces in Florida undermining.
Yes, there are.
Like Pam Biondi, forget her name, Pam Biondi, the Attorney General,
yeah,
she got her election stolen.
Well, that Florida is, it's Broward County, which is like the cesspool of the country. It's bad there. You know, DeSantis just approved a bill that allows the big pharma not to be have liability for the vaccines.
That's bad.
Just saw that come
through. That's really bad.
Yeah, I just saw that come through this morning. So,
Big Pharma needs to be put up on Nuremberg trials.
Yes, they do. Big Pharma is a big part of our problem. They're using Big Pharma as a way to control us. And there it's a big money-making scheme. But, yeah, the thing that concerns me the most is this, and I have a little clip in my last show of one of the guys from the Global Economic Forum talking about the fact that human beings, we know how to control human beings. The human animal is not a mystery anymore, and that we are going to be able to not only augment what a human is, but we can control their free will, and free will no longer exist.
Interesting you'd say that. I'm interviewing Celeste Solomon later today on our TV side, and she contends that's the case, and she makes a pretty compelling case for it.
Well, yeah, because they're using frequency to control you mentally, which they can do because they know each frequency has a different thing for different emotions. And, you know, they have the different waves, brain waves that they go in your brain, make you feel agitated or loved or angry. They can compel you to be very violent. They can compel you to be very docile. They can also, with the psychology, with the media, they can, and we've done a show on this already, you know, how they did the COVID thing, but they can get you to pretty much do anything. The average person, not the free thinkers. The free thinkers are a problem for them, but the masses are very well controlled. The masses are easy.
It's because they're force-fed the mainstream media.
Yeah, it's a combination of that and frequency control.
I had this conversation with a family member the other day. They were telling me something about the vaccine, like it helps a little. And I said, where did you get that? Where did you hear that? Well, I said, you heard in the mainstream media, didn't you? How many lies have we caught them in about this? And they know the lies, as I pointed out to them. Well, I said, so why would you believe anything that liars are talking about? And see, therein lies that microcosm, that conversation I had with someone who's related to us, is what's going on in America. They're so force-fed by the mainstream media, the BS, that it becomes their belief system. It's called, in psychology, we call it the confirmation bias. You hear it often enough, it becomes true.
Yep, that's exactly what we're having. It's a psyop kind of thing. You know, with the vaccine, they've been doing that mRNA stuff in the agriculture for years. So they know how it functions. But the difference between, you know, I had a neurologist come on and we talked about it. And this makes a lot of sense to me. That the difference between animals and us is that with the animals, what happens is it works for a little bit. And then it destroys your natural immune system. So, but it plays the part of the natural immune system for a little bit, and then it goes away, and then your just immune system is horrible. So they have to, with the animals, they give them another shot. But they kill the animals quickly in agriculture because we eat them and everything else. And so it works for them. They just keep pumping these. And if they don't do anything, don't give them another booster, they die. In humans, because we live a long time, you're going to be addicted to these boosters, and eventually you're going to die anyways, because you can only have so many boosters before it just kills you anyways. And that's what they're not telling you.
Well, it's like AIDS. It breaks down the immune system when you overdo it.
Yeah. Well, and it breaks down your immune system. When it wears off, you don't have one. It kills your immune system.
Well, that's why I'm saying. And so it's like having two. Actually, I learned about this when I was being educated in the field of psychology. And the stress vulnerability model really applies here. That if you undergo too much stress, too intense, and you have no outlets for it, over about a two-year period of time, that's when the stress starts doing its damage. And it doesn't attack everyone the same way. It attacks you where you're genetically the weakest. And that's going to happen here with these boosters. You're going to have an overwhelming of the central nervous system. But some people will die of myocarditis. Some people will die of cancer.
Yep.
Some people will die of a stroke. So it'll be different according to the physiology of the people that are getting these vaccines.
Yep, and that's what we're seeing now, and it'll take a long time. And so when the media says, well, it helps a little bit, well, statistically, it probably does. That's the sad part. In the sense that it makes it look for a short period of time, as long as the formula is right, that it actually does hold off whatever virus that's going around.
Well, you're describing chemotherapy, which doesn't work in the long term.
Yeah.
It
yes.
attacks the body so in such a complete manner that it looks like it stops the cancer, but it stops everything else at the same time. And if your natural body defense system doesn't take over, then, you know, if your T cells don't reproduce properly after that point, you're going to die anyway. And so the chemo, if chemo is so good for you, why do they have to limit it? So it's the same thing. I'll brag here. Hopefully I never get cancer. But if I ever did, I would not take chemo.
No. Well, you have to build up your immune system. That's the problem. They know what they're doing. This is a death shot. When people say it's a death shot, it really is a death shot. And the fact that it kind of works at the beginning and then it wanes and then you're worse off after it wanes after a few months, that helps them sell the darn thing. So it makes it even worse.
Yeah, it's exactly. Mike Adams wrote a story back around the first of the year in which he was capitalizing on the fact that one or two, I think it might have been one, CEO of a life insurance company was saying, "We're 100,000 deaths per month above expected." And then Celeste told me 8 months ago that we were going to be at 300,000 deaths a month. And I went to Celeste with Mike's figures, and she said, "We may not have reached the apex," but she said, "even if we did, the life insurance companies will lie about their statistics." And it's interesting here because we're already seeing the death curve. I'll throw one more thing in because someone we both know pretty well. Tom Renz told me in our very first conversation, he said, "Don't believe the stuff you see about the variants." He said the variants are a cover. This is from the frontline doctors. He's representing the variants are a cover for vaccine death and injury. And if you think back in April of 2020, I wrote this. Commissioner Hahn of the FDA came out and said, "We're not going to require third-party validation for PCR tests." And I said, "Well, what the hell? You don't have a test." And they've never corrected this. The whole time they've never corrected this. So they don't have a test. So when you see your newscast people putting these numbers out, it's nothing but a bunch of BS. And so when we go back here to what I just started with, 100,000 deaths or 300,000 deaths, what we know is we're dying off from the vaccine.
And it's a scary thing, but it's true. There's just people dying. And they did it in such a way, or it's such a way that you don't really know because it's not everywhere all the time. The scary part is, what's it going to do to the young, healthy people? We have people collapsing left and right, and now they're starting to say that, the stroke medicine for kids and heart medicine, which is just ridiculous. They didn't need this stuff, but now they need it, and they're going to make a lot of money on that.
They're
But other than
profiting on our
that,
demise, Sarah. That's what they're doing.
yes, they are. And but other than that, it's slow enough for the so the average person doesn't have a freaking clue. And we're just and then they play with us with this war. I think that's what pisses me off so much about this war, is that it's a distraction from us holding these people accountable. And we need to hold these people accountable.
I agree. And the Big Pharma needs to be, and the resulting politicians and Fauci and Birx, these people need to be tried in Nuremberg type trials.
Yes.
We got to take a quick break here because I'm way overdue, and this is important. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel about the money system right now? You got Biden, who's purposely bankrupting the country and using energy to do it, because when he causes more energy prices to go up, everything else goes up. And how long will it be till we hyperinflate? Because we haven't even talked about the $35 trillion debt. It's $35 trillion. They haven't yet figured in the money they paid out on all the stimuli. So, what are you going to do? Well, you better start getting cash out of the bank. No, don't put it all under your mattress. What you need to do is convert it into stuff that's going to hold its value, like gold and silver. And if you have IRAs and 401ks, you can convert those to ones that are backed by gold and silver. Because if the bank or the business that sponsored that IRA goes under, you lose everything. So you might want to think about calling the people at Noble Gold. In fact, I'm going to give you a website that's the least intrusive. They are low pressure, but they can help you preserve your nest egg. And I've used them 3 times now for adaptations. And they are really, really good at what they do. In fact, I kind of got frustrated the first time because I had to push them to close the deal. They're made to be, shall I say, non-interventionist. Here's what we do, and then you got to decide. You can get free material sent to you by going to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. And you're talking to someone who went from advertiser to customer. And it's the smartest move I ever made. In fact, actually, We're doing another deal with them this week because things have changed again. So that's goldbeforelate.com. We're speaking with Sarah Westall. And Sarah, it doesn't matter what we talk about here. The theme is going to be the same. Government is our enemy because they are controlled by people who want America to go away. And they're just not happy to destroy the country and the Constitution and the economy. They need to kill a lot of Americans because within us is the spirit of freedom. And we have the spirit of freedom to rebuild what we have. And we have the knowledge to rebuild what we have, even if it's taken away from us. They can't allow that in a Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Rothschild-controlled world. What do you think about that statement?
I think that's true. I think we don't have that much courage, but I do think that we don't accept. We've had the understanding of what freedom is, and we don't want anything other than that, and we'll fight for it. But it's still to see, you know, how much will we fight for it? You know, Harriet Tubman said she could have freed a lot more slaves if they would have known they were slaves. And I think there's a lot of people in the United States that have that slave mindset now that is wearing down the U.S. So
I think 10% of the country is tough, really tough, and smart. And I don't think you need 50% to rebuild a society. You need enough leaders that desperate people will follow.
Yeah, and that's what Kevin Annett said. He said, you know, in any kind of war or whatever, you only have 1% to 2% of the people that lead and understand what's going on, and the rest follow. And I agree with him. I think he's right.
Yeah, and I think that we're in a situation where we are, as a country, we're going to be forced into that model. But the problem is, they're censoring the would-be leaders in this country.
I know.
And I don't think it's going to be long. If we do go into a war, a real war, they will come for the leadership, because that's why they've come out with DHS documents that say things like, basically, if you protest against the government, you're a domestic terrorist. They're setting up the use of the NDAA to snatch you without a trial.
Yeah, they want to get rid of people who are going to speak against them, because they know the average person is easy to control if they don't hear other messages.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right. So it doesn't matter whether we talk about energy, banking, the military, the vaccine, Ukraine, it's all the same. It's driven by the same forces for the same reason. And, you know, Donald Trump was really right when he said, they're not after me. I'm just in the way. And he is exactly right. They're after us.
Yeah.
And that's what if the average person understood how the people that are making global decisions want them dead. They don't want them to be powerless and to be serfs on the manor. That's only an intermediate step. They want us dead.
Yeah, they don't want us around because we mess our mindset. There's too many of us that understand freedom or that want freedom. I want more freedom than we have, because I want more freedom. I want to go back to what we really had. I think we've lost a lot of our freedom. But that being said, there's too many of us that understand that and that want that. Whereas in other countries, like China, they've really got them under control. And that's what they want. They want that submissive, controlled. They've said it. Klaus Schwab says it in his book. The loser says it in his book.
The model for the world. That's exactly right.
And he says that because the people are docile and easy to control. He says that directly. I can't believe they even say it directly, but they do.
Put me in an MMA cage with him. I bet I could get him to submit in 30 seconds.
I mean, who the hell is he? He's going to be free.
That's my point. You know what? These people don't scare me. I have no fear of these people. I see them for what they are. And I'll be honest with you, there's some intelligence operating there, but a lot of them are just dumbasses. And those dumbasses are working in the Biden administration.
There's a lot of dumbasses.
Yeah, they're the
Biden
Assistant Secretary of Energy, and they have sex with dogs. And folks, I'm not making that up. You might want to research that. Sarah, tell us about your show and how we can follow your work.
Well, go to my website, sarahwestall.com. I've been writing articles and posting articles. Those have been doing about as good as my show now, which is quite interesting. But my show, I'm on about six platforms video platforms, and I'm on, I don't know, 50 different audio platforms. You can find me all over the place. Of course, Spotify deleted me.
How the hell are you on 50 audio platforms? I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm all over. The Spotify deleted me. I'm too out there for them. And then Apple Podcasts, I've been growing my numbers for 7 years. And that got deleted, and I got it reset up. The only positive stuff is now instead of having 90 of my shows up there all the time, I'm up to like 300, so there's more to access. But I'm rebuilding my subscriber base, which is really awful. But I'm still growing. So I really hope that you go and you subscribe to me and subscribe to my newsletter. That's the number one stuff.
Cause I get that too. It's really good.
Yeah, then you can see everything that's going on in my world and figure out what you want to subscribe to.
We're going to have a little marketing discussion off air, and I need you to put me back in contact with Kevin because I've had a hard time getting a hold of him. Hey, we are flat out of time, but this was probably the quickest segment we've ever done. But I want to thank you for coming on, and I'm sure it won't be long till you're back on because there's no shortage of BS out there. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, see ya.
Take care.